6:15. This is 1320 WILS. Governor Snyder today vetoing a bill that would have allowed Michiganders to purchase Choose Life license plates. The sponsor of that bill is State Senator Patrick Colbeck, who's actually running for governor himself. Senator, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, great to be with you, Mike.
Yeah, what's your thought on what the governor did today?
I think it was disgraceful. I think the proceeds from that plate, the sales of that plate, would have gone to help mothers facing unplanned pregnancies and provided all the resources that they need, from everything from diapers to a roof over their head, and it would also have gone towards suicide prevention programs. And for the governor to go off and say that supporting folks like that is politically divisive is very troubling to me, and I'm kind of very disappointed with this decision.
Yeah, in the state, he wrote a veto letter saying that the plate is, quote, a political message that has the potential to bitterly divide millions of Michiganders, and that, in my view, is not appropriate for a state-issued license plate. I mean, do you agree with him in general that the issue of abortion is relatively divisive?
Well, we've got 28 other states, and plus the District of Columbia makes 29, that have decided to offer a Choose Life license plate. We've got a case where this is actually a choice that people opt into. This is not something that people are forced to go off and select this plate, unlike some of the stuff that other things that we have to deal with regarding Planned Parenthood funding, for example. So for me, from my perspective, this is something that really is just an affirmation of life, and the fact that the governor calls an affirmation of life something divisive is very disappointing.
Okay, but the reality of the argument itself and the fact that it does draw so much emotion when it's discussed, do you agree that it does, make people very emotional, the topic itself?
Well, to say that something's divisive, you have to recognize and you have to look at the other side of the equation. In this case, it's a matter of leaving mothers that are facing these tough decisions without any resources to go off and support them if they make a life-affirming choice. So if I say that it's divisive to make sure that those mothers have those resources, well, that's a fight I'm willing to go off and have.
Yeah, but there are
you
other
have
ways
to think
to get...
about the people that actually support that position. Okay. That is not the type of position we should be pursuing as a nation that was founded on the principle that we have an unalienable right to life.
How much money would this have raised then?
Well, if you just take a fraction of the 314,000 people that participated in the citizen-led initiative couple of years back, because the governor wouldn't sign a pro-life bill back then, if he just took a fraction, I'd say 100,000 out of 314,000 people who signed it, that translates to about $2.5 million that could have gone towards suicide prevention programs like service dogs for PTSD victims, or could have gone towards diapers and gas and shelter for these mothers that are facing tough situations.
Patrick, in your view, is Governor Snyder, is he a pro-life governor?
I don't think he, provided any credentials for being a pro-life governor after his veto today.
Okay, has he not supported other abortion-related bills in the past, though?
I don't think you can find a very deep resume for the governor in support of life.
Okay. So you believe he's not pro-life, is that it?
He was definitely not when it comes to this bill.
Okay.
On life at any stage. And that was very disappointing.
Because, it sounded like his general issue was connecting this issue, the abortion issue, the pro-choice, pro-life issue, with a state-issued license plate. He didn't feel it was appropriate to have that connected to the state directly. What do you think about that?
The governor signed 6 specialty license plates already, and all of them had some sort of a message on it. You could make it a political message associated with it. He also cited in his veto letter that he has concerns with private funds making funding or private fund making funding decisions. And, license plates are one example. That happens all the time in the state already. He doesn't seem to have a problem with the 6 bills he signed on that. Plus, organizations like the Michigan Strategic Fund are doing that kind of decision making on behalf of taxpayer funds all the time. So I think he was disingenuous with his veto rationale, and I find it disgraceful.
It's State Senator Patrick Colbeck right here on WILS. How are you spending your 4th of July weekend, Patrick?
Well, hopefully it goes a lot better than what we're talking about right now. We're going to be out at parades out in some of the Northville, out in my district, and just looking forward to celebrate the the freedom and that Declaration of Independence, which includes that phrase that says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that we're all created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are the right to life.
Republican State Senator Patrick Kobach running for governor himself. Patrick, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate it.